from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
It's Paul Hamilton.
That's what they called me in college, was the bone.
He has the facts to back up his opinions.
People ask me, well, how are the Sabres going to, are they going to win tonight? I don't have a clue.
On WGR, Sports Radio 550.
Recapping NHL free agency and the Sabres moves now with Paul Hamilton. It's Jeremy and Joe here on WGR. Jeremy will be checking in at 8 a.m. to get his thoughts on yesterday. First, Paul, though. Morning, Paul.
How are you?
I'm good. You're heading down to the rink in a couple hours?
Yeah, it's earlier today, so they'll be on the ice at 9:30 this morning. So it's a different time every day this week.
Yeah, and with free agency yesterday, I'm guessing you wouldn't have got to see like every second maybe, or it would have been, there would have been things happening while.
Yeah, I was in front of the practice. I didn't see any of it basically because I was on the air.
Yeah.
I was writing articles.
Twitter, it felt like every time you refresh, there were like three new signings in the league. And there was a pocket there where there were a bunch of Sabre moves all together.
The next 3 days I'll get a chance to actually watch practice and see what's going on. But
yeah.
As I said, it was in front of me, but I really didn't get a chance to see it.
So development camp, 9:30 this morning at Harbor Center. Let's get right into it, Paul, on the moves yesterday. And you've mentioned pretty much every time I think we've had you on since the end of the season, getting harder to play against. They, at the same time, though, like, there had been reports, and we had talked about, like, what should they want? Top six forward, especially with Skinner gone. Third line center had come up. I feel like those two things not being addressed are a problem, while they also maybe addressed the other things that they had been looking for, which you had been talking about being harder to play against.
Yeah, I think they addressed that very well. Being harder to play against. I think they did a fantastic job with that, and I think it does make them a better team, but they didn't get a top six forward, and I think that's a problem. I think that's something they needed to do. I don't think Zucker is that guy. I don't mind the signing, but I don't think he's a top six forward, and what happens now is either have to have him, Benson, or Greenway as in your top six, or get a surprise of Kulik making the team or Savoy making the team or something like that. And it just, so I think they came up short there, but I think they did a really, really good job of, you know, being harder to play against. And so some of the job is done, but I just don't think all of the job is done right now. And, you know, Kevin Adams, it sounds like, you know, he said he's going to be still, you know, checking in on teams. And he said, you know, some of the guys they were talking about before the draft and everything didn't get traded. And he said he definitely, if teams are willing to, you know, trade those players where they are not right now, you know, he's definitely willing to circle back to that. But it didn't really sound to me like, you know, he's all that that hopeful that anything more is going to come of anything. And he talked a lot about how he really, really, really likes his team right now. And he, you know, he thinks that, you know, with Lindy Ruff and the way he wants them to play, and he says, you know, he said he has no problem in there. He said he's not concerned at all about the talent or skill level or the ability to score goals. You know, he thinks that they have that in the room. So, you know, he's staking really his job on it, because it has to change and it has to be better. And you know, he's you know, looking at Thompson or Tuck and Cousins and Quinn and all taking the steps to move forward. And he's basically putting his reputation on it, because if they don't, he won't be their GM again anymore.
Yeah. Those five guys are going to be so heavily relied upon. Like, you guys got to produce the offense. And maybe you get lucky, like you said, and maybe Benson progresses a lot, or Kulik or someone else just shows up and is ready to give you something. Because otherwise, Paul, like, their bottom six is harder to play against, and I think is stronger defensively. A lot of these guys are getting high reviews for penalty killing and whatnot. But I look at their group and think, like, secondary scoring, is that going to be something we're going to be spending all season talking about? Because outside of those top five, I just don't know who I should be counting on to give me, you know, 15 to 20. 25 goals. I don't think I need them to be the exact team they were 2 years ago. They weren't big enough. They weren't physical enough. But that team, like, why they missed by 1 point, all those top guys scored, but Mittelstats and Olofsson's were putting up points on your third line, and I just don't know who I should be trusting to do the same right now.
I think Zucker could be considered secondary scoring.
Okay.
I think that you can get out of him. Get into double figures. Lafferty's capable. I mean, I think he got into double figures with Vancouver last year, and he can at least get the puck in the net for a secondary type of scoring thing. When I think of Peyton Krebs, I think of assists.
Yep.
You know, I'm not really looking at goals with him, but, you know, I think if you're going to play him in a prominent role and have him as your number three center, I think you have to get 30 or 40 assists out of him.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that's where I look at what he, you know, what he, I think, is capable of bringing. I'm not saying he will. And I think Tage Thompson, when I think of Tage Thompson, I still think he's more what he was 2 years ago than last year.
Mm-hmm.
I think Tage Thompson is very capably consistent mid-40s. Maybe even occasionally a 50-goal score. I think Cousins, or Jack Quinn, I think if he stays healthy, scores 30. I just think he is going to be a goal scorer in this league. But we're saying if again. If he stays healthy, you know. And I can't say for sure, you know, which one's the real Tage Thompson, 2 years ago or last year. But again, I wouldn't stake my reputation on it. If I were the general manager, I'd still be getting a top six forward. And then if Tage Thompson does score 47, that's great. And then if Jack Quinn does score 30, that's great.
Mm-hmm.
But I wouldn't stake my reputation on it that, you know, that they are going to step up and go get back to where they were 2 years ago.
Yeah. You mentioned Krebs kind of being relied upon now maybe to be their third line center, and hey, can you put up 15 goals and 40 assists this year, which is kind of similar to the stat line that Mittelstat had 2 years ago, although Mittelstat was playing more wing. But Krebs putting up production like that. Adams got asked yesterday about top six, and he said he'd still be open to it. Do you think he'd still be open to adding another third line center, or do you
from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The GelFlex Grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex Grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the Markable Fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
You think they're done at that position?
I think he has talked about Krebs so much. I think he thinks Krebs is their guy there.
Okay.
So I think that's who he feels is going, you know, going to be improved. I when I looked at it, I didn't really have, you know, having another centerman if that guy winds up in your top six. But they're pretty sold on Thompson and Cousins. I like both of them too. I mean, I'm not. I don't have a huge, because if you would have gotten a top six center, then you move Cousins to the wing, and again,
right.
He does that very well when he plays on Team Canada. You know, he doesn't have any problem on the wing at all over there. If you would have gotten a guy you could slip in as your number two center, so then you've got the. So to me, it was an easy. If you wind up with the centerman, yeah. Then you just slip Cousins to the wing, and they're your top six, and you're ready to go.
Okay.
But I don't know if they would want to do that.
I think on top of that, you might have answered my next question, which I was going to get to the rookies just a little bit here, on what they did yesterday and how much room, how much of a path there might be for the Savoys, the Kuliks, the Rosans, they would have to have great training camps, maybe like what Benson did last year. Savoy, though, specifically, I was wondering about Paul as, like, if he had a great camp, does he have a path to being their third line center and jumping Krebs for that? But it sounds like from what you said about Krebs, you might think that's very unlikely.
My answer is yes.
That it's open for him.
Yeah, I think if he pulls a Benson, they'll find room for him. Mm-hmm. They found room for Benson. You know, I didn't think there was room last year, and they found room for him because he pushed his way onto the roster. So yeah, if one of those guys surprises. Mm-hmm. And, Kulik played center for most of last year in Rochester and is more of a center than a winger. But, you know, they've drafted all these centers, and they all can't all play center. So some of them are going to the wing. I've never liked Krebs on the wing at all. I mean, every time he gets to the wing, I don't like him at all there. I like him much better at center. But, no, I think definitely if one of those guys shows a very good training camp that they're ready – they will find a place for them.
Paul Hamilton on the West Hur Hotline. So, other moves yesterday. Actually, before we even get off forward, of the three guys they've added this weekend, Malenstein, Obey Kubel, and Lafferty, are they kind of all similar to you? Is there anything that sticks out differently one over the other in terms of their skill sets or the types of players they are? Are they all pretty close together for you?
a little bit different in sizes, but they're pretty much the same player. You know, straight ahead, no nonsense. Get in there, be in first on the forecheck, win battles, win puck battles, get to the net. That's mm-hmm. something the Sabres were horrible at last year, is having people around the net. Maybe they'll score more goals if they just have folks around the net, you know, that can get those goals that go in off skates, and they really don't get that many of those goals because you got to have people there for the puck to go off their skate, and they just didn't have guys who were all that interested in being around the net. So, yeah, that's a bit of a problem that I think they may have solved with these guys, but you know, they can kill penalties. Lafferty can play center or wing. That's where they differ. Mm-hmm. You know, the other two aren't centermen. So, you know, that's where they differ somewhat, that Lafferty is a little more, has a little more range to him where he can play center or wing for you.
And then the Sabres had Dennis Gilbert yesterday. Cool stories from Buffalo, right? Junior Sabres. I mean, he's going to play this year, right? Like, I saw some positive, a good amount of positive reviews of him. Not, I don't think anything more than a third pair guy at most.
I don't know where he would play on this team.
Yeah.
Right now, if everybody comes in healthy, he's not going to play ahead of Samuelson.
So he's your seventh defenseman, maybe?
So right now, actually, I probably would start him in Rochester. I would say Bryson's the number 70, one of the two of them. I mean, so either way, I mean, you could go either way with that. He does bring something a little bit different to the defense. So, yeah, he could be the seventh guy, and Bryson could wind up in Rochester like he did last year. So, or they could have both of them up here, actually. You can go with, you know, one extra forward, a two extra D, and have them both here. But to me, 8D doesn't work all that well other than for practice. You have an even number for pairs. But, yeah, they could go that way. They could both wind up on the team and just have one extra forward.
Paul Hamilton on the Wester Hotline. All right, Paul, we'll see if we get any more movement. A lot of the free agents have already signed. Real quick, actually, before you go, Skinner landing in Edmonton, you think that's for him? For him, you think that's about as good as he really could have done? Maybe it depends, you know, what their plans are for him. If he plays with one of those top two centers, I feel like that's about as good as he could have done.
Yeah, he plays one of those two guys. Yeah, that'll be great for him. But, yeah, that's good for him. You know, I wish him the best because great guy. I mean, great person, great human being. He was fun for the guys in the locker room, kept them loose, and was a good teammate. So, you know, they get a good human and a guy that, as I mentioned, has he hit the wall? I don't know, maybe. Mm-hmm. He is 32 years old. His goals were down. We'll see. It's only been 1 year where his goals were down, so we'll see if he's hit that age wall where he's not, you know, the goal scorer he used to be, or was it just a one-year thing for him, and he'll get the opportunity to show us which way it is.
Yeah, McDavid sometimes can cover that wall up, too. So, although Hyman plays with McDavid, so I'm guessing that wouldn't happen. Paul Hamilton, he'll have coverage from Harbor Center for development camp today, so I'm sure we'll hear from him plenty later on. Thanks, Paul, and we'll talk this week.
Take care.
We will take a timeout here. I've got a rant on Greg Berhalter that's brewing still. We got Jeremy coming up in about 10 minutes. Should double check that he's coming up. New baby and all, you know, that's going to be fluid, but we'll see if Jeremy's going to check in at 8. He should. And we've got other movement in the league. What's the most interesting non-Saber thing that happened? I really think for me it's Skinner. I love that spot for him. Depends who he's going to play with, though. 803-0550 is the phone number. If you got a thought on what the Sabres did yesterday, is there any defense for Adams saying that they're a better roster, a much better roster than they were last year? Let me know what you think. It's Jeremy and Joe, this is WGR.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them, Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.